You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Here we go. What's up?
What's up, big dog?
Ain't shit, man.
Just chilling.
That's what's up. How's work?
Fucking murder.
Yeah. All right. Why? What happened?
Oh, man. I was by myself, working by myself yesterday.
Oh, nah, bro.
Oh, man. And then they took it higher, one of my ex-old elementary school. Oh, man.
Oh, no. That sounds like a really, like, oh, what type of, this is the type of day this is going to be like?
Yeah. But you know what? She's actually mature. You know, she grew up, you know, so.
Not bad.
We wound up having a good conversation a little bit later on, but, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, this is what kind of party this is going to be tonight.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. But it's all good, though.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everybody, I apologize about, I really want to do a AEW Full Gear, like, recap. Well, for the most part, I kind of fell asleep because we just know how it's going to happen nowadays. But I really wanted to get RJ and Drew, the original OG Trios champions, on a show for our debut. But I got fucking sick. Not even 12 hours. Usually you get sick 24 hours. I didn't even get sick within 12. Like, it was even within 12 hours. I went to bed, woke up at 4 in the morning. I couldn't breathe. I thought it was my asthma. It turns out it was my nose. And every time I tried to, like, cough out phlegm and vomiting, it was the most random and most... Okay, I got sick out of nowhere, but now I'm getting sick and having mad shit at once. Like, I can't breathe. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. But I apologize, people. Man, I was really excited to do it. I've been in contact with both of them to make sure they do it, and I got fucking, like, crazy sick. But no, I asked RJ to hop on so the Brooklyn Power Trip could do a show. You know, a little debrief on, you know, recent events and stuff like that. So,
right.
But yeah, everybody, welcome back to another episode. You know, the Brooklyn Power Trip is back. We're in the building. Sorry, I sound a little congested and shit. I'm still not fully, you know.
He's still back. Recouping.
Yeah, I am.
He recouped.
But we were happy that Anchor fixed their problems.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
They were having issues, and we couldn't even connect to do a show. The show's bullshit. But we finally got the shit to connect, and we figured, shit, if it worked now, we might as well get something out now. To exactly. Give you guys something to listen to and laugh about, you know, hear our thoughts from recent events, like I said. So, yeah, I'm gonna start off real quick, bro. How was I know you had to work last night, so I don't know if you caught much of Raw or anything like that.
I saw some of it. Triple H did his damnedest to build up the
War Games
matches. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't blame them for that. And they're saving, I guess, Becky or whoever for SmackDown.
Either SmackDown or probably she'll pop up at the show.
Yeah, which is smart. I mean, that's a little hook there. So yeah. I'm good with that. The OC and Judgment Day Brawl. That was pretty good. That was Ruthless Aggression Attitude Era-esque.
Yeah, I liked it. They went outside. They took it outside.
Yeah, and they showed them on a camera for a good bit, like security camera. Yeah,
that
I liked
shit
it.
Was fire. I fucked with that shit too.
Yeah, Akira Tozawa's back wrestling in regular wrestling gear again.
Yeah, I peeped that.
So
he was a main event doing that. I thought he was leaving the company.
Nah, he ain't done.
They probably giving him that good bread.
Yeah, nah, he's like a player coach, man. Him and Gulak. That's why I always, whenever somebody gathers me together to do one of these cut and keep lists, I'll be like, it comes to Gulak and Tozawa, I'm like, nah, you can't get rid of neither one of those guys.
Yeah, that's why they brought back Oney Lorcan as a coach, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
at least, yeah, he may be Mr. Generic A, but like, the man literally knows his stuff in the ring.
And shit, hey, I put Oney Lorcan back on NXT TV.
I would too. The little one thing, him being mad, like aggro, aggressive.
By himself, though. Bring back Mr. Birch.
No. I like Lorcan by himself. Like him being like all that aggressive, like, I'm just here to fight you. Like, yeah, that's cool. It may be very boring, but hey, that's literally his shtick.
Nah, but he's a wild man with it, though.
Yeah,
he's a wild, crazy bastard. His wrestling style is a wild, crazy man, too. Like, he throws his body all over the fucking place. So, I mean, he's a guy I wouldn't mind seeing on TV. Like, if they're going to have him be a coach, put his ass on the NXT. Why not? Have him work with some of those younger guys, man. Yeah. But, everybody's flipping out about Mia Yim, apparently. And me and you kind of talked about it a little bit in private.
We talked about it together. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, but I guess we could talk about it here out in the open. Everybody was upset because apparently Mia Yim,
they changed it.
They're not even changing her name. It seems like
it's a nickname.
It's a nickname more than anything. Meechin.
Meechin, yeah.
Which is crazy for Korean. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and then
what's wrong with that, bro?
I have no problems with it whatsoever. People just hate to hate. It's ridiculous. They changed Gargano's theme song last night.
I heard that a little bit.
Honestly, it sounded like to me they combined his last theme song with his Rebel Heart theme song.
Yeah, they combined the dude and the girl's voice. They did. Hey, RJ, hold up. Another thing, too. People bitching that he's losing. He's losing the big niggas, which you would expect.
Yeah, exactly. He's losing to Omos. He's supposed to be losing to Omos.
Guys. Oh, I seen it, bro.
The biggest Johnny,
like, oh god.
Yeah, the biggest Johnny Gargano fan that I know, D, the disciple. Follow him on Twitter and subscribe to him on YouTube. He's a good dude. But D, he's the biggest Johnny Gargano fan I know. And even he was like, dog, this is how Gargano's booked. He's an underdog. He's not supposed to be an overachiever. And yeah, I'm like, thank you.
Right, it's true. He wins the big last match that you think, oh damn, it's done for, it's a wrap. That's the match he wins. He's Rocky.
Round by round,
and when it comes to the last two rounds or that last freaking couple of minutes in the last round, he overcomes.
All right, and plus
You sounded upset. What happened?
I'm saying because people expect all these guys to come in and get pushes right out of the gate.
Oh, I agree.
You gotta realize, you guys are on the internet for a reason, because obviously you can't afford a goddamn ticket to go cheer for your favorite fucking wrestler. This is another thing that pisses me off, right? Everybody, who did Mustafa Ali piss off and this, that, and the other? No. Let's cut it. The people don't care about Ali, man.
Thank you.
The people do not care about Ali, man.
Thank you.
Man attacked Seth Rollins and got a mild applause, bruh.
Right.
We gotta stop this whole shit. Ali should get a push. He'd get better. What?
Thank you.
They tried for 3 weeks straight. This man ain't getting no type of reaction. You can hear a baby fart in the fucking cheap seats, man. Y'all killing me with this.
Yeah, for real.
Ali should get the world title. What? Are you kidding me? Yeah, Mustafa Ali should be the world champion. In what universe? This motherfucker wouldn't even get the world title in AEW.
Yeah,
AEW. I think Impact might get him the world title.
No, bro, I don't even know. As bad as they are, they probably wouldn't give it to him. They letting their young dudes get squashed. We think Ali gonna win the world. Nah,
man. Well, yeah, then again, you're right.
Yeah, Impact ain't gonna do that, bro.
So
Terry Crews got his ass beat up. Not even by a part-timer. I'm a fight for the check that once a year type of wrestler. You lost that nigga. Damn, dog. And then you know what? They ain't got the audacity to post a fucking training wrestling video like 3 days later. Stop! What you training for? Come back? Well, come back. You're not a wrestler, dude. You're doing this every day. And you still lost.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right, people.
Terry Crews,
aka Moose, did the JOB to Bubba Ray Dudley on pay-per-view over the weekend, people. He can't make this shit up.
And the crazy part is... Terry Crews himself probably wouldn't have lost this fucking match. Like, oh my God. Like, how you the bootleg of the version of him and you oh my God.
Oh, damn, I tell you what, Terry Crews probably would have put his foot down.
I literally shook. Hey, he won! Hey, you know what? I'm fucking losing to you.
He probably jack up Scott DeBoer and be like, say what now? I'm losing to him? Hell no.
Hell no. He would be like, you paying me. And then he would look at the paycheck and be like, y'all paying me what? Hell no. Definitely not losing. Fuck this. He'll look and be like, I'm fuck this. I'm firing my agent. Who said this was a good deal for me at all?
Y'all know who I am. I'm fucking T Money. I was on WCW back in the day.
Are you guys kidding me? I'm Damon.
Damon. Next. I'm Money Mike. Oh, I mean, fuck Money Mike.
Like, come on. Man.
Oh my God.
We talking about Terry Crews? Like, oh goddamn.
Moose.
Gets me sick. Gets me pissed off.
He's loyal to Impact, bro.
Hey, you know what, RJ? You know, uh-huh. I see why no one gives these dudes any fucking offers. They got nothing to offer. Damn.
Get beat by RVD, Tommy Dreamer, and goddamn Bubba Ray Dudley.
Tommy Dreamer got the same gear since 96, and y'all losing to him.
Bro, I'm telling you, them pants, bro.
Man probably smell like Mr. Socko. Like, what's this about, bro? Come on.
Mr. Socko and gasoline.
Yeah, bro. Like, what? Anyway, bro. But yeah, nah. I agree with you, bro. I, for real, I don't really give a fuck about the Ali shit. We saw,
but, and
we
then
saw,
again, bro, he got his ass whooped again last night.
I loved it. Big Bob was flinging his ass, bro. But no, bro, let me.
I died.
But you know what's the reality of it, bro?
Uh huh.
We saw this shit. We both saw like, yo, the Ali shit ain't working like 2 weeks ago, and they kept going with it. Like,
yeah,
we already saw it, and like people love to bitch. Like, come on, man, what y'all? Like, yeah, we all thought when we first saw it, shit, Ron's gonna try to help elevate Ali. But when the crowd itself is not really feeling him and just gonna cheer for Ron the whole way through, it's dead already. It's dead before it even started. So, like, they're going with this triple threat? Yes. I'm not a fan of Theory, but Theory's doing these promos. They're good. They're better than the majority of the promos you see on both shows. Like, yeah, like I said yesterday, people may not agree with people, be like, how if he would probably would have won the belt if he cashed in, but losing that briefcase
has
literally brought out the best in him. This is probably the best promos he's done like past 2 weeks.
And you know
last,
what it is?
Last week he did a really good promo outside in front of the crowd. This week he did it backstage watching the Rollins shit mocking him. Like, I don't care. I don't like him, but this is good.
Yeah. And you gotta give the guy his credit. And guess what? You wanna know the thing about him, Monty? He's always been that guy.
Yeah, that he could talk. Yeah. It's just the way that Vince had him programmed. It's like it made him dislikable to the point where it's like you're annoying dislikable. Like,
yeah.
It's not like I dislike you, but I respect you. It was like, yo, bro, you're annoying. Now it's like, yo, bro. Not yet. Look, I'm at a bottom. He said it yesterday, which was perfectly how I saw it too. And I like how he said it. He said, I'm at a rock bottom where I just don't care no more. Uh-huh. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're at desperation now. You will go through and do anything at all costs to make sure you win. Yeah. Thank you. And that's exactly what he said yesterday. He's like, I'm gonna make sure you and Bobby Lashley know I ain't the one to play. I'm not the one to take lightly anymore. Like, I'm gonna make sure y'all know I'm serious. And that's what he said. And I'm like, yo, this is like, I don't like him, but this is the best thing I've seen him do promo ever. Like, this is good. Like, Like, stop, I'm not smiling no more. Don't fuck with me no more. Like, I like that. It's done. Like, he's not smiling no more. Shit, all that's gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
He's like, take me serious now. I'm here to fight, bro. Like, I like it now. This is the best he's done. I'm mad excited for, like, because he's a great wrestler. You give him an intensity type like this. I didn't like him.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you right now, I really enjoyed that promo yesterday.
I would put him with a female. I'd give him a female manager.
RJ, I don't think he needs it. I think he's so good without it.
I think he needs somebody else to play off of.
Yeah?
In a serious manner.
Who's a good heel? Who's a good heel? Oh, hold up. I have an idea. Mm-hmm. This might be out the box. I have an idea.
Right.
You bring up Toxic Attraction, but you break them up.
I think I already know who you're gonna say.
Yeah, you put Mandy Rose or Austin.
Oh, so you went the Mandy route. I thought you were gonna go the Gigi route.
You don't want to lie? Nah, Mandy Rose the big gun. You could do a role where Mandy wins the women's title, Austin Theory wins the U.S. title somehow, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do this angle. Mandy Rose is like, I love you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have like this real thing. Like, I love you. We win it and stuff. But that ain't enough.
That ain't enough.
Point it to his U.S. title. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't enough. I'm gonna need something bigger.
Yeah, that ain't enough. Like, that ain't enough. You see this? Like, I run my division. Like, she could go like that round. Like, I run this. This is me. Like, they looking to come to catch me.
Right.
And she could like not to disrespect him, but like light a fire.
Motivate him.
Yeah, light a fire up his ass. Be like, yo.
You need to level up.
Yeah, people are fighting for a title bigger than that one. Maybe you should drop that one. And he could go to Rob and be like, yo, I'm so good, I'm relinquishing this title. I want to shot at the world heavyweight title. And he'll do some shit like that. Like, hey, this guy is really he built himself so much that not only did he beat Seth Rollins, but he's betting on himself that he's going to drop this title just so he can fight Roman. After he said like weeks ago that he didn't want to cash in on Roman, this is a completely different Austin Theory. Completely different Austin Theory. And it shows the evolution of him growing up, becoming this mature wrestler, even though he is still young. It's perfect for him.
Yeah.
And people can't say shit. They take him serious. He just beat Seth Rollins and Bobby. I wouldn't say he wins now right away, but like in the long run, he somehow beats Seth, right, bro? Mm-hmm. Hey, he beat Seth. You got the title back. Go for a world heavyweight title. What are you gonna say now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people always gonna say something. But what can you really say now? He evolved, literally. Like off of Pokemon shit. He literally evolved. Like, you really can't say nothing. And yesterday, RJ, man, it was a really great step. I was watching it and I was like, wow, this was really good. Like, I didn't even like this dude, but this shit was good. I actually started to fuck with the character change. Like,
yeah, and you know what? You know what thing I liked, and I don't know if it flew over your head or not, but
what happened?
I liked the fact that he didn't run away from Bobby Lashley.
No,
he waited for Bobby Lashley in the ring, he only ran from Bobby Lashley when he cracked him with the chair and realized that he didn't faze Bobby Lashley. I like that attention to detail, because if a chair can hurt this motherfucker, then shit. I'm in deep shit, so I gotta go. So I like that. I like that attention to it. That's also making Bobby Lashley look like a beast while making Austin Theory realistically wanting to retreat without making him look like a shithead. So yeah, I like that as well. But yeah, man, I was Raw like up there? No, wasn't. But
No. I wouldn't say that. They had their moments.
They had moments.
This is what I hate about people, right?
Uh-huh.
They be like, yo, you watch Raw, it's a 3-hour event. Nigga, I ain't watching the whole 3 hours.
Nah.
Come on, be realistic, bro.
Nah.
You ain't watching the whole 3 hours. You make it seem like the people be making it seem that people that watch Raw, they're gonna force themselves through the bad. No, if it's bad, you make it seem like they ain't nothing else on TV. It got bad.
NBA season.
Yeah, it got bad yesterday. I turned to the Warriors game. They were getting smoked. I was like, all right, now I gotta find something else to watch. I wasn't gonna go back to watching Raw. Like, no, I already know it's whack right now. Like,
right.
I hate when people do this shit. Like, they don't think. Like, come on, cut it out.
Yeah.
And they just want to start. They just want to fight up over, like, have, like, really petty arguments. Like, yo, bro, cut it out. Cut your shit, bro. You know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Chill the fuck out.
Man. Yeah, like, stop. Man. I just want to argue about stupid shit, dumb shit. Like, come on, bro.
Oh, you watch Raw all 3 hours. Why can't you watch a pay-per-view that's 5?
Because, nigga, it started at 8, ends at 1 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Pay-per-view is like that.
Speaking of which, did you watch the pay-per-view? So we both agree Raw. So we both agree that Raw was all right, just okay. All
right. Right, yeah. It was
in the okay right range. Yeah, just to right cap that off.
Oh, what again? Stop! I don't know what he's doing. He better not become a Vince. Triple H needs to stop with the women in the main event. This is too much. This is like the 6th week in a row, bro.
I think Triple H is accepting defeat. I think he's accepting the fact that the third hour is dead. So that's why he's putting the women on last.
Interesting. And since it's Bianca, it forces her fans and all women fans to watch at night. That's late smart.
At night, exactly.
That is smart.
Whereas the focus for a lot of male fans,
is at the top of the hour.
Exactly. And you know, and then, you know, we're watching football or basketball or something else. Yeah, that's on late at night, you know?
Yeah, that's facts. By the time it hits like 9:30, 10, well, my team plays mostly since they in the West Coast, they play at 10 o'clock and stuff. So yeah, by the time it hits 10, if ain't nothing crazy going on overall, yeah, I'm switching.
Exactly. That's what it is. Diehards are gonna stay up and watch no matter what, but casual viewers, you know, matters when it comes to ratings and tickets. I'm sorry to tell you people, but it do.
It does.
Especially when they're buying them and watching. Yeah, that's just the way that it is, and the chickadees are gonna watch it, you know. So.
But yes, to answer your question, bro. Sorry, I did watch Full Gear. I watched most of it. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
I found a really good link. Shout out to Mikey. He actually provided a really good link. Like,
oh yeah, Mikey comes through in the clutch with that. Shout out to Mike.
Yeah, yeah. It was actually really good quality. Like, the buffering wasn't at all. Like, I was. Uh-huh. It was great, man. Like, that was the first time I was able to, like, damn, sit there and not get pissed off. Because usually when I try to watch AEW interviews, the buffering so much, I'm like, I'm not watching this shit, man. It's pissing me off. You never get like that.
Yes.
Too much. I'm doing too much going back and forth. And at the time, you look at the time, it's like, nigga, we just wasted 40 minutes doing this shit. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to watch it. Like, but like, nah, Mikey really just, like, provided a really good link. So I was like, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna try to watch it from start to finish. Oh shit.
Oh god. Hold on just 1 second.
We got an incoming call, guys.
I tell you what.
You good? What happened? Someone's trying to. Yo, who we got? Yo. We got a cap. We got a cap. Some people lie.
Nah, I mean, you gotta cap nobody. Some dumb random ass number, Walter Burrow, blah, 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 blah. I don't care.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, but we're good.
Just for false alarm people, ain't nobody trying to call my mans up, like, yo.
You owe us $500. Say what now?
Do a spam caller. Yeah, are we trying to call you about that car shit you got? I don't even got no fucking car.
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
Like, what, bro? But, I did try to watch Full Gear. I'm pretty sure. I'm not gonna lie.
Uh-huh.
Way better than All Out, bro. Way better.
Like, yeah. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was way better. But what it was, so this is what I did, man.
Mm-hmm.
I even told Claudia, I went into it because she fell asleep. I tried to get her to fucking, she didn't want to. She didn't. I even said, I was like, tonight, hello? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, damn. is like bad tonight? All right, whatever. Maybe she's not in the mood. So, but yeah, I was like, I'm not watching this with zero expectation. I'm just gonna watch it just to watch it. I'll give you my highlights. That triple threat match in the TNT title was fun. Very fun.
Yeah, it was.
Very, very fun. I love that Wardlow got to show off. Hobbs is so smooth. People really just overlook it just because
he's great.
He's a big guy. Yeah.
He's gotten so much better, bro.
Yeah, and it kind of bothers me that like they overlook these guys, bro, because they're big. And like they don't really respect their they don't get the respect they deserve. Neither one of them. And I think Samoa Joe was the perfect mediator in this match. He was the vet, and he basically maintained the tempo of the match. I loved it.
He helped carry the match.
Yeah, it was great. Honestly, it was a great learning experience for both of them. But at the same time, I didn't like the winner. It just random. But like I said, I wasn't trying to bitch about much. I was like, he won. It shocked me. Okay.
You know? Right.
I didn't like
Joe winning it, but I mean, I guess this is, you know, they're going somewhere with this. So I'm gonna wait and see. I mean, I like all the guys involved. I just hope that Hobbs is not the odd man out.
No, they should continue this.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see a triple threat. Yeah,
even if the paper is not for mad long, do it somewhere where, like, you do, you know, they're quote unquote special events, even though they happen like every fucking week, which is stupid. But yeah, do it on one.
Yeah, the Battle of the Belts.
Yeah, one of those coming up soon. Yeah, do it one. I don't know, maybe do it one on one of those. Like put it at a decent time slot, you know, where people actually fucking watch.
Somebody told me they should have Josh Alexander defend the Impact Championship on the next Battles of the Belts.
and then they'd be like, oh my god, we only got 400k viewers. What do we do? Like, what the fuck you mean? but it was a good wrestling match. No one knows who this wannabe C grade Kurt Angle is with the helmet.
Canadian Kurt Angle with a bald head and helmet.
Oh, bro, get out of here. What are you guys talking about? The diehard fans really don't understand. Like, I feel like I am a diehard because I've been watching it all my life.
But like, you got sense.
Yeah, like in a different way. Like, I hate when people be like, oh, you only watch WWE. Nigga, when I grew up, the best wrestlers were Stone Cold and Rock. What you want me to do? I was like 4. You want me to search up New Japan? Shut the fuck up. Like,
and plus, growing up in New York, you were kind of a WWE fan by default.
Like, I hate fans like that, bro. Like,
even though I did watch WCW too.
Of course you did. But like, to someone to be like, oh, you only watch WWE, bro. I was.
Oh, and ECW too.
Yeah. Because I used to love Rob Van Dam when I was little.
Right, him and Sabu.
You know how many action figures? I would just want his action figure because I knew it came with a different fucking jumpsuit he had on.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted because I knew it was a different one. And all of them had different cool colors. Like, he was the best.
Yeah, Rob. I mean, we can go all day long about Rob.
Yeah, bro. The best baby. He's the best baby face.
I hate it when they did the heel stuff with him and Impact.
It didn't work. It did not work. It didn't work when he came in with the invasion. It didn't work.
Oh, he wasn't even a heel.
They tried to present the ECW and WCW as the bad guys. It just didn't fucking work. They were cheering him over X-Pac. Like, it just didn't work. Like, he's just too likable. It's just he's just one of those guys, like, what can you hate? What is there to hate about RVD? He smokes fucking weed. Grow up. You probably smoke cigarettes. You're gonna die from smoking that shit.
Oh my god, you kidding me?
He's trying to get that scammer money.
Hold on, 1 second. Sorry.
This is pissing me off. Call me in the middle of the damn show. Shut up! There's nobody here that goes to school here. Quick! This is the band. Oh, shit. Who uses phones in 2020?
The house phone?
Who uses a house phone in 2022 anyways? Shit, fuck that. I just unplugged the motherfucker.
Did you really?
Oh, you use a bitch anyways. I'm just wasting money every month, honestly. And who likes wasting money? But I sure am, like a jackass.
It's part of the cable plan?
Yeah, internet package.
Yeah, you can probably put that shit into like an extra premium channel on your cable, bro. That money? You could.
Yeah.
And you actually be using. Nah, those scammers, bro. They be trying to get their money.
Nah, that was that was the Walter Burl adult school. Nobody in this household, you know what I'm saying, that's ever lived in this household has gone to that damn school. So I don't know what the hell they're calling here for. Three or four times in a row. Both of my sisters graduated from high school. Well, one's getting ready to graduate from high school. The other one already graduated from high school. My mother didn't damn sure go to adult ed, and I didn't go to adult ed either. So what the hell are they calling my house for?
Right, exactly.
God damn it, fucking shit. All right. But, I thought somebody was off the rocker, but I thought the pay-per-view was fine, man. I thought it was better than All Out 2. I really enjoyed it for what it was, and yeah. I liked it. I liked the main event. I thought it was.
I was asleep, bro.
See, oh, you slept?
I was already asleep. This is the problem. I was already asleep by the women's match, the women's title match.
Which one?
Oh, don't fucking talk about the other one.
With Jade and Nyla.
Oh my God, it was the worst fucking match I ever watched in my life.
For real, it was.
I've never watched a match that, like, okay, yeah, some matches start off slow, but by the finale, it already reached the peak, the climax, and it ended, and you're like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. I've never watched a match that, as it progressed, it got slower. I'm like, how the fuck does this happen?
So, like, you didn't watch Jade versus Marina Shafir part one?
Why would I watch that? Why are you asking me that? You asked that with so much conviction, bro. Like, as if I would really sit down and watch that. No, why would I watch that? It's two bum ass wrestlers in a ring. What the fuck?
You're missing out on some great women's wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
That's better than the knockouts division.
Yeah, I don't even know. I think I'd watch that shit. I know Jordan Grace.
Division be OD'ing, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I know Jordan Grace be on some roids, but at least she can fucking wrestle. Like,
her match tore it up again over the weekend.
She could do a suplex without fucking laying on the floor for 25 seconds, then decide, oh shit, I forgot to cover her. Get a 2 count, and then lay back on the floor for 25 more fucking seconds. Yeah. Show me you're tired, bro. I get it. Shut up. What's all those muscles for? Your cardiac is weak, bruh. Like,
who you talking about? Jade Cargill or not?
Yeah, Jade Cargill. That match was horrible, bro. No, I see why they kept her at 5 to 8 minutes. Because she fucking sucks. Oh, my God. Yo, at times, it looked like she couldn't even fucking run the ropes.
Oh, God.
She looked confused, dog. I swear to God, bro. She's bad. She made Nyla Rose look bad, and Nyla Rose is probably one of the best wrestlers they got in that women's division.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And she made her look bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
The bitch told Nyla Rose to wait on the fucking leg drop on the top rope because she had to fix her fucking gear because it was up her fucking vagina. Like, fucking break, bro. It was the worst match of the card. I'm so glad. I forgot what match came after. Oh, the trios match came on after. Yeah. And then the ending of that match made me really happy.
I know, right?
Like, yeah, so like...
We thought the Death Triangle's championship run was dead in the water.
Whoever booked that ending, Tony Khan, you did one thing finally, right?
Yeah. What are you, Phoenix bash Omega to the hip with the
head? Good, good.
It was great.
You swerve everybody.
I loved it. It was great.
And now... I honestly do not mind a best of seven. I haven't seen a best of seven since Sheamus and Cesaro, right before they did the bar thing.
And that was really, that was fun. So
yeah, it's really
with
good.
With these six guys, with the best of seven,
yeah,
that's gonna be fun. And yeah, Elite win them at the end. At that point, I don't really care. They're gonna be going back and forth with wins and losses. Whoever wins the belt, I don't care. Yeah, just put on a fucking seven match series show. I don't really care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a really great decision. I didn't mind that. But bro, that bitch got to lose that belt and go train for real. You don't know. You can't work for shit.
Tea Cargill.
So, yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
The fact that
she's a champion and she hasn't lost, it's a joke, bro. It's really a joke. Like, I saw what they tried to do. They really tried to experiment to see how she would go in a like decent length match, and it was I hate to sound really mean, but it was the worst thing I've seen all year. Like, it was
really?
Yeah. Oh, bro, she God. Sucks.
Even worse than Vincent McAfee? Vincent McAfee at WrestleMania.
No, I wasn't worse than that, obviously. But like, but no, bro, it was really bad. For it to be a championship match too, it was horrible. Like, so bad. Like, I understand you use your appeal to like gain all this attraction, but like, come on, bro. I need more than just a good finisher. Like, she has a good finisher. She can't do anything good in between any of you. Like,
she does a nice bicycle boot.
That's her finisher.
Nah, I thought her finisher was like the glam slam, or whatever the fuck she called it, jaded or whatever.
Which I thought the boot was her finisher. Okay, so she does two. She does her signature and she does her finisher move. Good. Everything else aside from that, from the entrance all the way to her signature finisher is terrible. All that in between is horrible.
Are you don't like her entrance either?
No, the entrance. I said from the entrance. From the entrance to when she does her signature move, the bicycle boot, everything in between is horrible, terrible, horrendous.
So when that bell rings, ding ding,
that groan you just did is exactly how it happened. Because she's bad, she's really bad. That was the worst match of the card, and the match. I'm telling you, like I enjoyed the show. It was five times better than All Out. Yeah. Five times better. It swerved you. It made you think someone was gonna win and they didn't. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought the Elite was gonna win and they lost. Good. That's how you gain your fans' attraction. I loved it. Smart play, bro. Smart play. They claim they'll lose their tag titles, obviously. They're genuinely over. And it's great. MJF is rightful champion. Let him win the belt. Moxley, no offense. I appreciate you. Get the fuck out, man. Go home. Like,
yeah, go home. Go on a vacation. Take a break.
All these promos you were doing lead up to this was just weird. Like, you should just, like, just go home, relax, man. Like, everything was just good. That match, bro. Oh my god. You know how we like to say it was like a sore thumb sticking out? It was literally that, bro. Literally. Yeah. Even though I didn't watch it, I didn't watch the women's match, but I heard that was pretty good.
It was. Like, it was good. Yeah. And that was a surprise finish too. I didn't think
Jamie Hayter winning. Right.
Yeah, like, not right now. Hayter was my pick to get the TBS title off of Jade.
That would have been smarter.
It would have been smarter.
Yeah. But you know, right now, this surprise finish goes back to what I've been bitching to you about AEW for so damn long now. What is this gonna lead to, RJ? What is this gonna lead to? A Britt Baker title match. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She always finds a way. Like, yo.
Oh yeah, she's definitely turning on Jamie Hayter probably as soon as Wednesday.
Right. With all due respect to everybody, okay? I don't mean this with any disrespect, but it's getting. Whose dick are you sucking? I'm sorry.
Oh god.
Whose is it?
Oh boy.
I just want to know. Like, as long as I know, this is why you're getting all these fucking plastered, like in my face opportunity week after week. Like, please, I just want to know who. You must be doing something extremely right. Like, oh my god. Like, people make it seem like she's this great wrestler. She's not. Like, she really isn't.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, she's not even. She's not even top five in that company.
No, like, she's subpar.
Yeah. Like, in the ring. Okay. In the ring.
Let me ask
like,
you
as far as far as character package, I give her that. Yeah, she's got that down pat.
But let me ask you something. just like in the street, right? Mm-hmm. You could talk all the shit you want, right?
Yeah.
But when push comes to shove, and it's time to fight, you getting rocked, bro, and you lose, you get your ass beat. All that shit talking just made you look like what? That's it, right? Just a shit talker.
Yeah.
That's how I look at Britt Baker. She but needs I, somebody. But I will say, somebody I will, to, that I match will, was bad too. Oh my god, bro.
Yeah,
that
I match mean,
with Paige,
I think
she
that
did
was
two moves, bro. She did two moves. I counted the moves, bro. I counted them. She did the head of the DDT off the apron. That was one, and the uh-huh. other move she did was her submission. Every other move in between was a punch, a kick, or a strike. She did not do any significant move, bro.
Well,
Paige,
you know,
Paige for 5 years for not wrestling, Paige literally maintained that match. It was slow, but it just goes to show how below average wrestler Britt Baker was. That match was boring too, bro.
Well,
like,
I mean, I will say this to their defense. We had to see what Saraya was going to do.
Bro, and she did more than Britt. That's bad.
Yeah, I mean, and when you take that in consideration, that is bad. But could Britt Baker do a lot of shit to Saraya? Could Britt Baker, like,
was crazy,
hit her with a pile driver? Because, you know, AEW, you know, they the least on moves is a little bit more, you know, it's looser than WWE.
Let me ask you something.
Could she hit her with four pile drivers and a curb stomp and all this other stuff? I mean, we don't know how much Saraya can take, is pretty much what I'm saying. So
let me
as far as
something.
Saraya giving and dishing it out, I'm cool with that. But you know, you gotta pace a match better next time.
If mm-hmm. we were wrestling, right?
Right.
And I knew coming back, they paired you with me.
Mm-hmm.
After I did that DDT off the apron on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a professional, I'd be like, "Are you good?"
Yeah.
And you'd be like, "Yeah." And I'd be like, "Yo, should we do another angle or do something?" You'd be like, "Yeah, I could take it." It's called communication. It's not that. That's where she lacks.
Yeah.
You could easily. I saw it yesterday. I mean, they did it too blatant. Asuka did it way too blatantly. Like, she tapped on the ring to, like, have her get yanked out from the ring.
Yeah.
She did it too blatantly. But a person who knows what to do in wrestling in the ring, they gonna know when to low-key, subliminally key. Like,
yeah. Real generals would call out that spot.
Right. We talk about it all the time. With Roman. Roman will always check on you. Brock yeah. Lesnar always checks on you.
Rollins.
Lesnar, out of all people,
mm-hmm.
most crazy, the person that, oh, I don't like people. Everybody hates that he didn't like people, but meanwhile, he just likes to be by himself. He always makes sure his opponents is Gucci. And if they can yeah. take it, you keep it going.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think they waste their time on the wrong women. They push the wrong women. Like, where is Sheeta?
Do you remember the shows we used to do 2 years ago?
No, I don't.
We used to be like, Sheeta's title reign is boring.
Her title reign was boring because they were giving her the same four people to wrestle.
And it was just like, well, they had to wrestle a lot of Japanese women too that nobody really knew.
That's
like
annoying
that.
Too. But in terms of wrestling,
mm-hmm.
I've seen Sheeta do powerhouse moves I've never seen any women do.
No, Sheeta's good. It's just that her title reign fell flat. She didn't.
It was.
She didn't have the charisma or the entertainment aspect of it, which is, I'll give Britt her credit. Britt can carry a reign outside of the ring and have it mean something and people want to see, because we're going to be like, all right, who's going to step up to Britt Baker and knock her ass out? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to do it? Same thing with Jade. Jade has the personality enough to make you go, all right, who's going to step up to Jade? Who's finally going to be the conquering hero to slay this mighty old woman made out of granite? Who's going to do it? So, I mean,
honestly, I wish she never got hurt. I wish she never got hurt, because I wish Chris Statlander was the person that thrown Jade.
I think Chris Statlander would have been a person. She would have been my person to do it.
Yeah, she's
her and Jade match up pretty damn well. I think she might be bigger than Jade.
I think she wrestles too advanced for her body. That's why she gets hurt too much.
Yeah, she does the flippy shit. She does a lot of flippy shit for a big girl.
Yeah.
She's a tall and a thick girl, too.
Her big boot is... I'm not taking that.
Forget about it.
Her big boot is scary, bro. Yeah. And I'm talking about, like, scary, like... I'm scared of Kane's big boot. And Chris Statler and the big boot look lethal. All she do is take two steps and pick the shit up and I don't care if she's gonna protect me. That shit gonna hurt regardless.
Kristen Statlander is good, bro. Man. I've seen her have great matches. She just tries to do. She's like Brian Cage. You know, they gotta mix in the athleticism, and it's like that's cool to do once in a while. But when you try to be a tumbler in that ring, that's when you fuck up. Luchasaurus. Now Christian got, I don't know. I think Christian might have gotten the Luchasaurus' ear and be like, "Hey, just work like a big guy." And Luchasaurus has been working like a big guy, man. Brian Cage needs to that match he had with Starks was really good. He didn't do a lot of the tumbling stuff. You know, you gotta cut that shit down, man. And I think that's what Chris Statlander is gonna have to do when she comes back. She's gonna have to be. Power. Use your strength. You're a strong woman. Offset Jade that way. Offset Nyla Rose that way. Be the big strong baby face. You don't have to do the flippy stuff. Leave that to Red Velvet, I guess.
No.
Oh God. But the AEW pay per view, I thought it was good. Full gear. 2022 is good. So, so you think you're untouchable? No, I'm just kidding.
I forgot what I'll be listening. I'll be cleaning and cooking. I'll be listening to the Too Cool theme song for no reason, bro.
You look fly today.
It's not funny.
Yeah, I'd be listening to some old school stuff when I be working and stuff. I don't
know why. I'll try to find shades and I try to dance like Rikishi. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, I don't know, but like, whenever you hear this song, you have to dance. You have to. It's so good. Like, when we were little, they played that. It didn't matter who was in that ring. They were gonna fucking dance.
They was gonna dance and the crowd was popping like a motherfucker, bro.
OD.
A lot of wrestlers look at that and they would kill for reactions like that nowadays. I tell you what. Mustafa Ali and all them, they was giving Braun Strowman hell about his comments about the flippy wrestler stuff, which, you know, Braun Strowman did come across as insecure in that sense, but I tell you what, Mustafa Ali, instead of asking him to teach him how to get fired, which I'm pretty sure he asked sarcastically, but he should have asked Braun Strowman how the hell you get over. Because Braun Strowman gets monster reactions like a motherfucker. Nobody can take that away from him, man.
Nah, that's true. He does.
So, yeah, Mustafa Ali, you might want to take some notes and ask Braun Strowman how you get over.
Real quick, we may have.
And I like Mustafa Ali too. Like,
me too. Ali. That new gear is dope. It's just that new look. It's just that you're doing shit at the wrong time. You're the wrong person. It's not the time. That's it. The men against you. It's just timing. Timing is essence in wrestling, especially.
Yeah.
So like,
I don't know what they do with the guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm lost.
I don't know.
I really wish Retribution would have worked out a whole lot more differently for him.
I think that was the start of why nobody cares now. They saw him trying to do something completely different, and it just completely flopped. And that's Vince's fault, of course. Like, the build was so good, and the first couple of weeks was so good. But once the heel her business group became babyface and took y'all out, over.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. Yeah,
the weird mask and the weird names kind of just fucked it up.
Yeah.
They fucked it up big time. And the thing about Retribution, and it still baffles me still to the day, why they didn't tell those guys a story on television. They never told
the people
why they were doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
And when they did it on the Twitter thing, on the Twitter fucking the fleets, when they had the fleets.
Yeah.
They did it. But I'm like, why are you doing this on Twitter? This should be on television.
Yeah, because you're on television. Guess what? Every week.
You're it's evident that the casual fans and the Twitter internet fans are two different audiences. Yeah, so you should have told that on television, not on Twitter.
Yeah, it's true.
So
that's true.
No, and I think the mask and the names killed it, but they had the right guys for it. I mean, you had Mace, Brock Lesnar beat him up. Mia Yim was starting to get poo-pooed on in NXT. She's starting to get, I don't know if you remember, but she's starting to get, you know, booed.
Yeah.
In NXT there for a good bit there. Shane Thorne, his partner, left him alone, and he was floundering nowhere. T-Bar was the only one that had a shitty-ass excuse for why he joined Retribution. I got left behind by Keith Lee. What? Nigga, huh? Y'all not a tag team?
Right.
The fuck? The
fuck? Yeah.
What you talking about? Man, I just thought that was dumb. But other than yeah, like, all of them had the motivation, man. And yeah. Ali was the hacker, but, you know, like you said, Vince fucked that up. He fumbled that up big time. Wow.
But, yeah, we might have to wait for these predictions, because they only got four matches.
That's good. The war games are going to get, you know, they're going to get hella time.
Yeah, this is really mad easy.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'll tell you right now. AJ Styles versus Finn Balor, who you got? For me, this is easy. As much as I love them both.
I think AJ gets it.
Yeah, you think AJ wins?
Yeah, I think he's on a massive pay-per-view losing streak, number one. Number two, Balor and them, they stole it in Saudi Arabia. And they've been stealing victories. They've been stealing victories from OC. Yeah. I think they get one here at Survivor Series.
All right, I like that. Smack that woman. Oh, man.
Oh, Shotzi and Ronda's keeping the title.
She's keeping it. And this match is going to be...
I don't want to say it because I like Shotzi.
Me too. I think she's a good the tank character, face character. Like you said last week with the whole Lita thing. I agree with you. I'm just scared this match might piss me off, like that Jade match. I'm afraid it might be that bad.
Botchmania.
Yeah, I'm afraid it might be that bad. That's what I'm scared of.
Ronda
matches like this. That's a waste of time. Like, you wasted my time. Like,
yeah, Ronda can't lead it. Ronda's gotta be, especially with Shotzi's very chaotic. You know, she has a very chaotic style. I don't know if Ronda can tame that. I don't know if she can tame that.
Yeah.
So,
but we got Ronda.
And Ronda can't carry a match. She can't carry a match.
No,
she's not Charlotte. She needs Charlotte or Becky or...
Yeah, right.
She needs somebody like that to help carry her.
Right.
And Shotzi's not...
And that's okay. Not everybody going to transition fully. It's just they're using her name to boost most of the women's... I understand. It's smart. Yeah. I get
it. It's a business move. You move with the money. Right. Sorry. Right. Other people fail to realize that.
That's why
I don't get mad with Ronda. I remember this girl was literally trying to fight me online when I was like... Yeah, Ronda won the title, so her and Shayna can fuck up the women's division. I was just, joking around, and she was like, "Oh, you need to cut all that bullshit out. You know damn well that's not going to be good." I said, "I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying here. Now they can start taking women out together. They can be dominant together. This, that, and the other, and Shayna can also maybe help Ronda crisp up some of those ring skills too." I'm just saying, I don't know, man. It's just people weird, but I just think Ronda's taking it. Yeah. I don't think Shotzi's getting it.
Which women's war game you want to do first? The men's, I have a weird prediction for that. I think the Brawling Brutes and that those guys are gonna beat Bloodline.
I think they are.
I think they're gonna beat them.
I think they are too.
Yeah, I think the Bloodline needs to take an L for once, and I think this is the perfect way to make them take the L.
Sami Zayn or Jake Uso is getting pinned.
Yeah.
Either one of them. Yeah, one of those two is getting pinned for sure.
I like that.
Roman doesn't get pinned. Solo doesn't get pinned. I think one of those two guys.
Jimmy's way. I guarantee you Jimmy's away from all of them in the ring. Watch. some crazy shit. He's like all the way nowhere near them, so like, and watch. And when they do the segment after, like the Monday after, Jimmy's gonna be all the way in the corner, like, I didn't do shit. Don't look at me. I'm like, why? I guarantee you, because that's how he is. To me, that's my favorite. He's my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah, it's realistic.
He's always just there. Man, I ain't trying to be arguing with y'all, man. Like, yeah, that's my dog. I fuck with him. I like him. Like, why are you being so pressed? Like, I love it. I love it. I love it. But nah, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's gonna be fun to watch.
I think Roman Reigns is gonna have Jimmy Uso and fucking. Or Jey Uso, Sami Zayn do something in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, or have Solo and Jimmy tag for once and be like, nah, you sitting back here with Sami. Y'all talk it out. And then Jay will look at Sami like, I fucking hate you, bro.
Oh, worse. Hey, Jimmy, give me that title. Hey, yeah, take the title from Jimmy and give it to Sami.
Yeah, yo, be sick.
Then go out there and defend those titles. And if y'all lose these titles, y'all get kicked out of the bloodline.
Oh,
God,
that's crazy.
Oh, man.
So the women's war games, what do you think?
Shit. Team Damage Control gotta kind of win this, right?
You think so? I think so. I don't really care for the Bianca thing, to be honest.
Damage Control is gonna be the top group, and I just think that Bayley needs a big one over Bianca.
Yeah, she lost two already.
Yeah, she lost to her twice already. I think she needs a big one over Bianca.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think maybe because the heels gotta win this, and I don't think the Bloodline's winning the other one. So
yeah. Oh. And the triple threat match for the United States title.
Oh, yeah. That should be pretty good.
That just got added. Yeah, that's going to be fun. It just got added yesterday. That's Seth, Austin Theory, and Bobby. I think Austin Theory may win, but I think Seth's going to retain too early. They might build a further
You can go either way.
Yeah,
Mustafa Ali might interfere.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Lashley.
That's annoying, but it's true.
Bro, you see last week, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you're starting to piss me off.
Yeah, yo, he was getting tight, bro. Like, leave me the fuck alone,
shit. Just the look on Bobby Lashley's face.
I'll be scared,
you're so disgusted.
Yeah, bro, like, yo, why you getting... Like, out of all people, you want to get on Bobby Lashley's bad side.
Because he thought Bobby Lashley robbed him from the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Lashley snatched him off camera and started whooping his ass.
Yo, he flung him, bro. And I think Mustafa Ali deadass hit his head on the thing. he flung him that far. Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Bobby Lashley's a monster, man. They're making him into a freak beast monster now.
It's amazing.
It's great shit.
Yeah, it's
so Rollins has got great momentum.
Yep. If he wins, fine.
Yeah, they're looking to really rebuild Austin Theory. So I'm good. Like, either the three guys in this matchup can fucking. I mean, either guy can win this match, and I'll be good with it. Cause I mean,
I agree. I wouldn't even be mad if Austin Theory won. Cause that promo after on Monday, he's gonna OD.
Right.
I know he's gonna OD. Like, I see y'all all fucking doubt. I wish they could say that for him. Y'all all doubted me. And look, I won. I beat him. Both of them.
Now all y'all can get down on your hands and knees and kiss my ass.
I put both of them A-Town down. Like, man, y'all really nobody can say that now. He did it.
Yeah.
That's what I need. I just want that. And once he do it, he already showed me. He already started. So I'm excited. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good show. And if they keep it short like this, I'm good with that. Don't overbook pay-per-views, man.
That's five matches. That's fine.
That's perfect, man. A couple of good hours of action, and that's it. Go home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm looking forward to a War Games Survivor Series Grand Stage WWE. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
man. Hopefully we get two great back-to-back pay-per-views. And the pay-per-views on Triple H, and even this year, period. WWE, in my opinion, aside from the Royal Rumble aside, I can't tell you that WWE had bad shows this year, bad pay-per-views.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't realistically look you in the eye and tell you that they have bad pay-per-views this year. Like I said, besides Royal Rumble.
Rumble was horrible.
And that was because of Shane. Oh my god. Cause that show, if I remember it, it was alright. The Women's Royal Rumble, I kinda thought it was more memorable than the men's one, but yeah, that was a slur. But the Elimination Chamber in Saudi Arabia, that was pretty cool. And yeah, every other show after that was fucking good. I enjoyed it. I was like, wow, I enjoyed that more than I expected. Even the cards on paper looked very mediocre, and it was good. Like Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell was very mediocre, but that was a good show. That was a good show. And that crowd was hot. I think it was Chicago. Yeah, hot-ass crowd, man. So,
yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I just wish they had like another pay-per-view next month to close it off the right way. Especially since they canceled the day one pay-per-view, which was a dumb idea anyways. I just think they should have had like something in the middle to help bridge that gap between Royal Rumble and Survivor Series, because that's gonna be a long time. Triple H has got to find something to keep people's interest between after Survivor Series
2 months,
through next month into the Rumble, because the Rumble's at the end of January, you know.
Yeah.